All right, Al's brother, I believe, is in studio. And Al's brother, your reputation has been called into question here.
Yeah.
Based on something we brought up yesterday, because one of your power rankings was, I believe, most underrated players in the country.
Yeah.
Right? And who you had Mangiapane as one of your most underrated. Is that the way it played out?
Yeah, I thought Mangiapane at the time was a very underrated player. Still think he is. Think he's a quality player for the Flames. And he scored like a really sweet goal. And then Haley tweeted out something along the lines of like, Mangiapane, really good at hockey. So I tweeted back at her and just said, oh, you must have seen my segment today on Overdrive. I said he was one of the most underrated players in the division. She tweets back saying, no, I didn't, but glad that you said that.
Okay, so it's supportive. All right, so
just feathers.
It's basically stop talking to me. And yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's your interpretation. Let's bring in Haley Salvian. She's out there in Calgary, covers the Flames for The Athletic, and she joins us now on Overdrive. How you doing, Haley?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yeah, so is that your interpretation? This is probably the most ridiculous thing you've ever done in your life, that you have to basically define a Twitter back and forth with Al's brother back in the day, but can you recall the interaction at all?
I heard about what happened yesterday on the show, and I didn't remember the tweet that, you know, I guess I roasted him, but it sounded like something I would do. Yeah, I went back and I found the tweet, and your producer sent it my way too, just so I wasn't coming in here having no idea what you guys are talking about. And yeah, I guess I tweeted something that Andrew Mangiapane is very good at hockey, which is true. I mean, I'm at the rink every day. I watch him play every day at practice and games. And then, yeah, Al's brother was like, oh, you must have been listening to my hit, because, you know, I don't even have to watch the games if I listen to Al's brother's ranking.
That's right.
Had you ever heard of Al's brother before?
Yes, I have. My tweet yesterday, I was just trying to humble him a little bit.
Oh, I think it worked.
I have heard of Al's brother.
I think it worked. I didn't know Al's brother had an army behind him on Twitter of support. The amount of people supporting Al's brother. Were you surprised Al's brother or what?
Extremely surprised. They totally like pavilioned the situation.
Yeah.
And just pumped my tires. I had a good night just scrolling through, looking at those replies. That was hilarious.
Okay, good to hear. Well, yeah, we didn't mean to bring you into the crossfire here, Haley, but we figured we should bring you on because we mentioned the back and forth and I think you responded appropriately, quite frankly. But what's the vibe like out in Calgary these days? It doesn't seem like it's been going so well.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I think if you flash back a couple of months to the start of the season, you know, on paper, I think a lot of people probably thought the Flames would be one of the teams, you know, not in first, because I think most people tapped the Leafs to be the best team in the North Division, but you know, I think a lot of people thought the Flames would be, you know, in that conversation for second, third in the division, and certainly not, you know, 10 points out of fourth place, tied with the Ottawa Senators with 47 points right now. So it's not great. I think this season, you know, hasn't gone the way that most people would have expected. I think this is a team that has been worse than the sum of their parts, and, you know, the vibes aren't great. A lot of the fans are calling for major changes. A lot of them are calling for a rebuild, which I don't think is necessary. I think the Flames have enough pieces here that, you know, they could do a retool and keep, you know, some of these core players intact, but, you know, it's not great. It, you know, the Flames haven't won a playoff round since 2015, so it's been 6 years since they've even made it out of the first round, and they've missed the playoffs a couple times in that span. So the vibes are not good here in Calgary, and I think this is a team that's poised to be making some changes this summer.
Haley, you covered Ottawa last year, and you go out to Calgary. How different are the Zooms now that Daryl Sutter's involved in them?
it's pretty good. I mean, you know, with what the job is at The Athletic, you know, I don't typically, you know, last year in Ottawa, I probably didn't use a lot of stuff in scrums. You know, you just kind of go and try to talk to people one-on-one because you want to give people something different because people are paying for what they're getting with The Athletic. But, you know, this Zoom world is very different. You know, it's most of the access that we get. But I don't ask too many questions because, you know, it's not stuff that I use, but it's been pretty funny to me to listen to some of things that Daryl has said this year. I think, you know, he's obviously a very smart hockey mind, but he's definitely not shy to, to rip a couple people. If people think that what I said to Al's brother was fleecing him, they haven't heard anything that Daryl Sutter said. But it's pretty funny. I mean, I'm laughing because he's not, you know, I'm not the one that he's directing it at, but it's completely different than, you know, asking BJ Smith a question or even Jeff Ward, for sure.
We're chatting with Haley Salvian of The Athletic, and this, you know, Al's brother, you and her, I guess you've gone back and forth on Twitter a little bit. You've been awfully quiet here as we got back into the whole content of the Flames. Do you have anything in particular you want to, maybe a statement you want to make? Do you have a hot take you want Haley to respond to? Go ahead, take the mic, Al's
brother. In terms of our Twitter discussion or like Flames-wise?
Just in general, you did say they were the most disappointing team, I believe, this year.
I did think that they've definitely underachieved. I was one who thought they were going to have a pretty good season with all that they put together. So, Haley, I guess my question to you is, since they've made the coaching change, there was a little bit of a rocky situation at the start. They went on a pretty big losing skid, but seems to have weathered the ship a little bit. Have you seen a difference in the way that this team has played going into next season that maybe should give fans a little bit of hope with Sutter going forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, obviously at the end of the day that the team is still several games under 500, especially when you look at their games since Daryl Sutter started. I guess it was March 13th. They're probably about seven games under 500. But I think there are some notable changes. You know, they're much better structurally. They're much better defensively. You know, they kept, I think, twice now under Daryl. They've allowed only 17 shots against. They've had 20 shots against. You know, they're doing a much better job limiting opportunities. And, you know, obviously they have a good goaltender in Jacob Markstrom, but that's always going to be good for a team. So there's some structural differences that have been good, I think. Daryl's trying to get the team to play at a, you know, a better pace. That's been something he's noted a lot, that this is a group that just doesn't play with the pace to keep up at the NHL level. So we're seeing a lot less, you know, carrying the puck in, a lot more chip and chase because they just don't have the, you know, north-south speed. You know, I think there's definitely some things that fans are still worried about. This is a team that, you know, has gone through streaks where they can't score. It looks like they're shooting on a, you know, a toddler net sometimes because they just can't seem to hit it. But I still think that, you know, I don't like just throwing out underlying numbers without context, but I think if you do look at some of the numbers, you know, their puck possession's better. They're driving play offensively a lot more often than they were under Jeff Ward. And I think those are certainly positive things. But again, at the end of the day, they're still not, you know, able to score. You know, you can talk about expected goals, but, you know, they're not scoring.
Yeah, that only goes so far.
Like you can have 15 expected goals and you score zero. It doesn't mean much. I think you can get a little bit of hope in that, but you know, either you can score or you can't, and you can win or you can't. So it's a bit of a mixed bag there, but I still do think that Daryl Sutter is a good coach who can help right the ship. It wasn't a short-term magic elixir, but I think that just shows that their issues lie a little bit deeper than coaching.
Well, we'll leave it there. We'll make sure Al's brother leaves you alone on Twitter as well. We'll talk to him.
Thank you.
Any takes you have, we'll make sure that he, you know, does his own thing on his own account. And we appreciate the time as always, Haley. We'll do it again down the road. And thank you for this.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
There's Haley Salvian of The Athletic out in Calgary. So
Al's brother, great question.
Great question.
Very good question.
I'm glad she didn't ghost me because it was a pretty good answer.
Yeah, it was a very good answer, too.
What if she
absolutely.
Just hung up?
Yeah, that would be great. Right after he asked the question, click. See you later. All right,
great.
Al's brother. We'll get back to you later this afternoon. You sit, Pat.